Yeah, it was a big game. We didn't really know what to expect. We'd heard and watched video, but until you really play a team, you don't know. But we showed up, and Mazienko had a hell of a game and really put the team on his back and carried it tonight. He's been great lately.
4-point weekend for the club as well. How important is that in the context of the league as well?
It's huge, especially against Brayhead and Belfast. They're right up there. They're going to be there at the end, and taking points from them now really pushes us in the right direction.
You talked about that second line and Tyler Mosienko tonight, and all of that second line just seemed to be really clicking tonight.
Yeah, I mean, Jonna and Mozzie are just workhorses. Like, Mozzie's really skilled. Jonna just seems to get to the right areas, getting the puck, and obviously Dowdy's his record speaks for itself. He's a proven goal scorer, and I'm sure once he starts clicking, it's going to be really dangerous.
Bit of a slump for Dowdy at the moment. Do you think it's just he's just got to shake that off?
Yeah, I mean, say slumpy. He's had a tough time with his wrist and everything, but you have to judge things on how he's playing, and he's playing great, and he's getting shots, so it's only a matter of time when it goes in, and when it does, I'm sure, you know, it's gonna really open up for him.
Bit of an injury for you throughout the game. Just tell us about what's up with you.
Yeah, just I took a hit there, clean hit, but I just got twisted up a little on the board, so hurt my knee a little bit, but it's tough to tell, but I'm sure it'll be fine.
What's the medical advice thus far? What are they telling you?
Just wait 24, 48 hours, see how I feel, and we'll go from there, really. We've got the right people here, so I'll be fine.
Is there much pain or anything like that?
It hurts. I mean, enough to keep me out of the game tonight, but it was more a case of not wanting to hurt the team than hurt myself, so I didn't want to be a step behind and cost us a goal, you know.
Just tell me how you think that third line is playing as well. Lots of movement around in the last, well, 2 weekends against Fife. It all gets shaken up a bit. Jay Latulip drops onto the third line.
Yeah, it's been crazy all year. Our line, obviously, with Dowdy being hurt, and obviously the situation with Morenci, and so we've been used to it. Me and Hilly have been together all year. In my opinion, we've done a pretty solid job considering. But yeah, Jay came on there, and Roddy's been on there, and everybody who's came on there has done a great job. And it's just a hard working grind line, get our chances and try and contribute as much as we can, really.
Now you know what to expect against Brayhead. 2 games up there next weekend to come. What are your thoughts ahead of those?
You know, it's the same against any team. It's a different breed when they play at home, and they're a physical team, so, and that's a crazy building as it is, so I'm sure when they get home and get their fans, it'll be a completely different game. But all we can do is be the same Sheffield Steelers we've been this weekend, and hopefully outwork them and have enough firepower to put games away.
You did a good job of shutting down, obviously, Stefan Marr coming back into the building, and Neil Trim, who have been on fire for Brayhead.
Yeah, they're two great players, and it was nice to see Steph, but obviously it's nicer to shut him down, as you know, as nasty as it might seem. But you know, he's not a Steeler anymore, so we move on, and hopefully he has no success whatsoever against us.